welcome Pastor Gary Morgan.
Good morning, Fusion City Church. My name is Gary Morgan. I am so excited to be with you this morning. I am thrilled about the new adventure, the new season, and the new building that you guys find yourselves in. I remember being with you and really seeing how God was going to expand what he's doing. I really feel like this is an Isaiah 54 time where it says, you know, enlarge the place of your tent. Remember, it doesn't say enlarge your tent. It says enlarge the place. That means influence. That means making room for others. And I really believe, Fusion City Church, that God has got a mandate on you not to just have room in the city, but to make room in the city. That God is going to use you and really commission you in this season to really begin to touch and influence different areas of society as you be the church in the church and see the church really flourish, as it says in Acts 2. I love what my pastor says. He says this, you know, buildings don't change people's lives, but what goes on in them does. And so I really believe, along with your incredible leaders, there is vision, there is incredible values, and also as well, I believe in this season, there's a real tenacity that God is placing within your heart to go after the promises and also as well the proclamations that have been over your house. And so today I'm really excited to be able to unpack the word with you, so let's get into it. Friends, what I want to talk to you about today is family. And what I love about scripture is Paul, in the many examples he gives about the body of Christ, you know, gives an example of an army, gives an example of a body, gives an example of a bride, and all these different examples. But one of the examples he gives is of family. And I truly believe God wants to bring us together. You know, he tells us in Ephesians 2, which we're going to unpack today together, about us being a household of God. And so one of the things I'm so convinced about in these days is God is into building strong family. I truly believe that the mandate upon the church begins in the household of faith. I believe the mandate for this world begins in the household of faith. That's both personally where I live, but also as well where I belong. And that's my local church. Friend, I will always be an advocate for the local church because I truly believe it is God's vehicle. It's God's vision for transformation and reformation in these days. You know, one of the things I recognize in Acts 2, and this is something that the Lord has been really challenging me on in these days of lockdown and restriction, is that we have to come back to the realization that in Acts 2, there was a temple, but there was also a table. And it was much as about what the activity was going on in the temple as much as the activity of what was going on at the table. And I truly believe God has given us the blueprint in scripture, but also as well, I truly believe we're stepping into a revelation where that balance is going to become breakthrough of realizing what God wants to do in a temple way and what God wants to do at the table. And we find this in Acts 2, but that's a whole nother message for another time. But what I want to look at in today is really this area of family. You see, the word family and the word familiar has the same root word. Where we get the word family from and where we get the word familiar from is the same root word. And one of the things I want to encourage you in this season is let's not get familiar with family. Let's not get familiar with each other and what God is doing with each other and what God is doing through each other. Because one of the things we can do is familiarity can breed contempt, where we get so familiar that we don't recognize actually the call and the anointing and the giftings that are on and in each other. And I want to encourage you that as you begin to explore this new season, as you begin to step out into this new space that God has so blessed you with, and I'm so excited about that, is I want to encourage you, don't get familiar with family. Don't get familiar with the things of God, because I truly believe he is using you as a pioneer in the city. I truly believe he's using you as a forerunner in what God is wanting to bring to Canberra and to bring to Australia. Fusion City Church, I want to encourage you that God has got a unique call upon your life. But I really want to, as Paul would say, beseech you. I want to really petition your hearts today is not to get familiar. Don't get familiar with the things of God. Don't get familiar with each other. Begin to continue to honor and respect. Continue to be able to be excited. Let's use this word together. Continue to have expectancy about what God can do. Let's not have an expectation about what he's not doing. And so expectancy versus expectation is something that is so key in these days. You see, expectation means I've already set the parameters. I've already set up what I'm expecting. But expectancy means that I am open for whatever, that I'm not locked into something that I believe can and will happen, but I'm open to whatever God is wanting to do in this season. And so one of the key things is that with family and familiarity is they both have the same root, but let's not cause them to have the same fruit. You see, family is so dynamic. Family means that there's safety. Family means that there's celebration. Family means that we're vulnerable. Family means that we're connected. Family means we're looking out for each other. Familiarity actually closes our eyes and closes our heart to the goal that is on and in a person. Familiarity causes us to go into what I call automation mode or automatic mode. It's the same as driving a car. We get so familiar, you don't even think about it. And one of the things that's so key in this season is that we become a people of intention. We become a people that are so intentional about connection. We're so intentional about the house of God. We're so intentional about connecting and meeting. And so with that in mind, I'd love if we can turn in our Bibles and make this meeting legal to Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up in verse 19. We're going to look at verse 20, 21, and 22. And I want to unpack four things from these four verses today that I truly believe are going to help us. And so this is what it says in Ephesians 2, 19. It says, "Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." Verse 20, "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone." Verse 21, "In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into the holy temple of the Lord." Verse 22, "In whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Now, one of the things that I love about this whole verse is it's underpinned by Ephesians 4:16. And this is what it says, "From whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." So let's hold Ephesians 4:16. We're going to reference that throughout this unpacking of Ephesians 2. But what Paul is wanting to bring to the Ephesians church is really God is building something. Now, I want to say this to you, Ephesians City Church. You have a building, but God hasn't stopped building. Let me say that again. You have a building, but God hasn't stopped building. And I truly believe you guys are in a season right now of expansion. But I don't believe it's just an expansion that's physical. I believe it's an expansion that's spiritual. So let's unpack Ephesians 2. It says, "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." The first thing I want to talk about is the household of God. You see, Paul so beautifully unpacks here and says, "Listen, guys, we're not foreigners. Listen, you're not strangers." That means I have full access to the benefits and resources of the place I'm connected to. You see, when I first came to Australia back in 2009, I came on a visa, which meant I was a temporary entrant, or I was on a temporary visa. That meant I had no access to Medicare. I had no access to the benefits or the services that a citizen does of Australia. And I had to wait until I received citizenship. Now, this is what I love what Paul is saying, guys. Hey, don't forget, you're no longer strangers. You ain't come in on a temporary visa. You are citizens, but more than citizens, you are saints and members of the household of God. So first and foremost, guys, I want to let you know that you are part of the household of God. No matter where you are, what you do, you are part of the household of God. That means that you have benefits, that you have access to resources, you have access to the very essence of what God is doing and wanting to do in this season. You see, this is what I love. I don't need to knock the door of my dad's house. I have the key. When I walk in, I don't need to be waited on. I don't need to wait for. I can access the kitchen. I can access everything of my dad's house. Why? Because I'm part of that household. I can even change what's on the TV. And so I want to encourage you right now, recognize, don't be familiar with the household of God. Don't be familiar with, recognize that yes, you have access to, but there's also a stewardship that needs to happen. You see, I have access to my dad's house, but I need to look after my dad's house. I have full access to my father's house, but I also as well realize that though I have access, I also have stewardship. So I want to encourage you right now, with your access comes stewardship. So I want to challenge you in this season. Are you willing to as much be a platform person as you are a door person? As David so beautifully said, you know, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than spend anything, any time elsewhere. And so I want to encourage you right now, along with your access, I want you to be a steward of the household of God, knowing that you're no longer a stranger. But let me even challenge you further. Friend, in your familiarity, have you become a stranger of the household of God? Have you become a stranger to the household of God? Friend, if you have, I want to encourage you right now. If you're listening to me and you're in the sound of my voice, don't be a stranger to the household of God. Don't be a foreigner. You are part of. No matter what has happened, you can still access, you can still be a part of the household of God. Be connected today. Amen. Verse 20, having been built on the foundation, that's the word I'm bringing out of that verse, foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Friend, I want to encourage you today, we have a foundation. That means we're building on and with something. I'm so thankful for the foundations that you guys have at Fusion City Church, because I know you're not just building on, but you're building with the incredible men and women of God that God has blessed you with, not just in your senior pastors and team, but also as well those who've come and built into. And I'm thankful and honored that I've been able to lay a stone there with you guys. But I want to encourage you right now, it is key in this area of family that we don't get familiar with the foundations we have. You see, we always have to be aware of in our building of the foundations that we're building upon. Am I speaking to somebody? Let me take some coffee here right now. And so I want to encourage you. Coffee is the things of the Spirit, amen? And so I want to encourage you in this season is to recognize what you're building with and what you're building on. You see, it kind of reminds me of the builder, the two builders in Scripture. One built their house on sand, the other one built upon the rock. And when the storms came, you know, we know what happened. But friend, I want to encourage you right now that sand is rock that's been through stuff. It's the same substance. It's just rock that's gone through stuff. And I want to encourage you right now, in this season, we can't build our lives on stuff. Our foundation cannot be stuff. It can't be what we've experienced negatively or positively. It has to be the Word of God. It has to be the foundation of what? The apostolic, which means sent one, which means there is strategy. And also as well, the prophetic, which is what? Insight and revelation. So we always have to build on strategy. We always have to build with strategy and mission and recognizing that God is outside of every restriction that man wants to throw in. And also as well, we have to build on the foresight and the fourth sight of God. And so I want to encourage you right now, what is your foundation? Because with it, we have to connect and recognize that Jesus is our cornerstone. What is a cornerstone there for? It's there to make sure everything's aligned and making sure everything is in that alignment. You see, sometimes the assignment is the alignment, and the alignment is our assignment to realize it's not what we're building with, it's who we're building with. And that's the key thing, is we have to build with Jesus Christ. We have to build with those that Jesus has put in our lives and whose lives Jesus has put ours into as well. Amen? And so recognize what you're building on and what you're building with. Even in this building time, as I've said, you've got your building, but you're still building. Don't forget your foundations, because as you expand, as you grow, you have to realize the higher you go, the deeper you have to go. The wider you go, the expanding you have to go as well with your foundation. So always be aware of the foundations that you have. Amen? And sometimes, guys, let me throw this in there. Sometimes we have to excavate our foundation. Sometimes in one season, we laid a foundation that isn't working for us in the next. And so I want to encourage you, sometimes you can excavate a foundation and actually lay something that's actually going to help you in this season. Amen. And I love what Paul says, you know, let's not go back onto the milk. You know, sometimes we've laid milk foundations when God wants us to lay meaty foundations. So I want to encourage you with that as well. Amen. I'll just throw that in there. Verse 21, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple of God. I want to take that word fitted together. Friends, I want to encourage you right now, as it says in Ephesians 4:16, that we are being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies. You see, God fitting you together isn't so that you've got somewhere to fit. It's so that you can become a blessing as you are a blessing to those you're being connected with. You know, my prayer is that as we're fitted together, that we become a mutual resource to each other. You see, we have to recognize that there's some people are just outputters. And there's some people that are just inputters. But my friend, I want to encourage you that we become a people that are balanced in our outputting and our inputting. Someone once said this, you know, when your output exceeds your input, your upkeep becomes your downfall. So I want to encourage you right now, as you're fitted together, you are being fitted together for a purpose. You're being fitted together because God is establishing a holy temple. He is establishing a space and a place. Therefore, what we supply, what we outwork in being fitted together, friend, brings so much life to the local church, brings so much life to the household of God. Remember, what we give, not just financially, and friend, I want to encourage you in this season, you know, be generous. Don't just be a giver. I don't want to be a giver. I want to be generous. I don't just want to be someone who gives. I want to be a generous giver. I want to be someone who is generous in my giving. Amen? And so I recognize in this season my time, my encouragement, my finances, my prayers, my thoughts, you know, my very presence. You know, sometimes you can say more with your presence than you can with your words. And that's one thing I just encourage leaders and also as well those who are connected to church. You know, sometimes just showing up speaks more than anything else. So I want to encourage you in this season as you continue to build and see God do incredible things with you and through you, that you continue to be a people who show up so God can show off. Amen? So we're being fitted together and seeing that growing taking place. I am so encouraged that we're in this space and place of God growing us and bringing us into this place and space of God, establishing a holy temple. Verse 22, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So we are being fitted together. Now in verse 22, we're being built together. There's a difference. You see, when God begins to fit, we realize that we too become foundational. And we begin to allow God to build upon. What is he building? He's now building a dwelling place. And so we move from being a holy temple. Now we become a dwelling place. It's kind of like moving from a house to becoming a home. And so all of a sudden, we all know what that's like. When we move from being a house to actually being a home, it means that we move from it just being a framework to actually becoming something that's inviting, that is purposeful, that actually causes something to happen. And so we've moved from being fitted together where God actually wants to build something. And so I want to encourage you right now, Fusion City Church, God doesn't just want to build something on you, he wants to build something with you. And what is God building? And I truly believe that's a question that we can keep asking time and time again. Jesus, what are you building? What are you wanting to build with us, not just upon us? So he's fitted us together, verse 21. In verse 22, now we're being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And so we're moving from being a house to actually becoming a home where God begins to thrive, where God begins to add to, where God begins to cause things to happen that don't just grow us numerically, but spiritually, that we see a maturity happen. And so I want to encourage you right now. Let's go back over them 4 points from verse 19 to verse 22, that God is building a family. He is building a household. He is gathering and establishing a household. That he is establishing a foundation. That he's establishing a fitting together, what I call a connection. And also as well, we are being built together in what I call a community. So family, foundation, connection, and community. And friend, I realize when we recognize and give ourselves to this recognizing that he's not just given us a building, but he is still building, and we are pouring our lives into seeing God do something phenomenal in our city and in our nation, that we are moving from this place of realizing that God isn't just reforming, but he's transforming us and he's transforming others. Friend, I truly believe we're going to see something phenomenal take place that is not just going to change us, but is going to change those around us. So let me pray. Father, I thank you for everyone watching right now. Lord, I pray that as we come into this revelation that you are bringing a family that we are not going to be familiar with, God. Lord, I ask you to take away familiarity. And Lord, bring faithfulness to the table. Lord, I thank you for family. Lord, I thank you for the foundation you're establishing. Lord, I thank you for the connections you're making. And I thank you for the community you're establishing. Father, I pray for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, that you would cause us to recognize and get a revelation of where you are fitting us, where you are building us, God, and what we are called to, Lord, to contribute and to give to us. As Ephesians 4:16 says, we are being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies. Knowing, God, that what we bring to the table causes a joining, causes a building, and causes a blessing. So, Lord, I thank you for that now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you.